Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 13th day of Iyar Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Shkolim, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Hei. Moisar Shkolim, Chulin. The leftover of a shekel of coins collected for Shkolim will be Chulin. There's no Kedusha to it. You're gathering money for your shekel, and you find that there's extra. Whatever's extra is Chulin. We follow here the opinion of Beis Hillel. But now the Mishnah is going to expand this topic to other things where they're extra. Moisar Asir say for what's left over, what's extra after gathering money to buy a tenth of an ephah of flour for a korban chatos. Now, when would you bring a mincha for a chatos? When would you bring a vegetarian offer? This is in a few, very, very few averos where a person committed a sin such as he said he was going to do so, he swore he was going to do something and he didn't. Or when he entered the mikdosh, made it tome, or the articles. Then we have what's called a means tested korban, called the korban ol v'yored. So if he can afford it, then he brings the higher level, which is the animals. But if he can't, the Torah gives an opportunity to offer two birds. And he can bring two pigeons or two doves, and he brings with the ore, and if he can't even afford that, he can bring even a smallest one. It's the poorest man's korban. That's the Asirasa Eifa. That's what we're dealing with here. It's the tenth of an Eifa of flour. He brings that for Chadas. Now, let's say he's gathered his money for buying one of this, a tenth of an Eifa of flour for his Chatos, for the korban ol v'yored, and there was money left over. Or, next case, Moisa kinezovim. He had left over the pairs of birds that a zov had brought, or was collecting to buy, or a zova was collecting to buy after they've become tohir, and now they have to bring a korban, or the yoldos, or the lady who's given birth, she too has to bring a korban at the end of the days, for a boy after 40 days, for a girl after 80 days. So let's say they've collected their money for the kinim. Kinim is actually a pair. That means a pair of these birds are called a ken. And if they collect the money to buy a pair and they had left over, then the halacha will be, as we'll soon see, all of them have kedusha, even the leftover. V'chatois v'ashamos. If a person gathering money to buy a chatos or an asham, and he's got money left over after he's bought the chatos or the asham, all these cases, moisrei and nadava, what's left over, goes to a nadava, goes to buy karbonos, oilos, burnt offerings, which will be offered on the mizbeach when the mizbeach is not full, is not busy. We call it kaitz mizbeach. It's like the summer fruits of the mizbeach. Zeh klal, this is the rule. Kol shehu bo l'shem chatos or l'shem asham. Anything, any case where money has been gathered to buy a korban for a sin offering or a guilt offering, and there's left over, moisar and nadava. That leftover money will be used for the mizbeach, for the offering korbanos on mizbeach when it's not full. We call it oilas and nadava, voluntary korbanos. Now the Mishnah continues to talk about extra coins or extra things left over for various other things as well. Moisar oila la oila. What's left over when you collect money, or you set aside money to buy korban oila, and you have left over of it, bring another oila with it. Bring another oila as a burnt offering. Moisar mincha lemincha. If he's left over money that he was putting aside, gathering it to buy korban mincha. Mincha is the flour offering. Well, he brings the mincha, and then he brings the left over another mincha. Moisar shlomim l'shlomim. If he put money aside to buy shlomim and he's got left over, whatever's left over should be used to buy another korban shlomim. Moisar pesach l'shlomim. What's left over from the money that he set aside for korban pesach, he buys a shlomim. How do you know that? Gemara learns it out in Tzvachim from a pasuk where it says in Devarim, V'zavachta pesach l'Hashem elokecha tzoin uvakar. You shall sacrifice a pesach to Hashem, your God, of tzoin, of flock, and bokar. Now, we know tzoin is sheep and goats. Bokar is the heavy animals, the cattle, etc., the oxen. A Pesach cannot come from bokar, from cattle. It can only come from either lamb or goat. And if the Pasuk now says you shall offer a Pesach from tzoin and bokar, or bokar, it's referring to this leftover. When a person has left over for the Pesach, then what's it telling us? It says that use that for the Bokar, i.e. the Chakob and Chagig, Chakob and Shlomim. Shlomim can come from a cattle. Moisar Nezirim Lanzirim. If they collect money for Karbonis of Nazarites who are poor, and there's leftover, use the leftover for other korban, other poor Nazarites who need to bring their korban. Moisa nazir lindava. If they collected for a specific nazir, if a nazir put aside money for his specific korbanos, and he has leftover, that goes to the nadava. That goes to feed the mizbeach when the mizbeach is not fully occupied. Moisa anim lanim. They collected money for poor, and they have leftover. Give it to other people who are poor. Moisar oni, loisar oni. But if they collect money for a specific poor person and they have left over, give the rest to him as well. Moisar shvuim l'shvuim. If they had money left over for pidyon shvuim, collecting money to redeem captives, Jewish captives, and after they've redeemed them, they've got left over, use it for other captives, other Jewish captives. But moisar shavui. If they collect the money for a specific person who's been kidnapped or has been in prison and they're redeeming him, then whatever's left over from what they need the price to pay for him, give it to him. Moisa ha-mesim la-mesim. They collect money for burying a mes mitzvah, or people who are poor don't have any money to bury them, and they've left over, use it for burying other people. Moisa ha-mes. If they've got left over for when they collected money for a specific person who died and they collected money to bury him, then we find three different opinions. First opinion says, Liyarshov, it goes to his heirs. It goes to the people who are inheriting the property of that mace. Rabbi Meir says, Moisra mace yemunach ha-shevelah. If you have left over for the money they collect for a specific person who died, then the money should be left, any extras left over till Yahweh comes. And a third opinion, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Moisar Ames, Boin Lo Nevashil Kivra. If you have left over money that's collected from a dead, for someone who passed away, Mes Mitzvah, then build a Matseva over his kever from the money that's left over. In the Bavli in Sanhedrin, remember, there's no Bavli on Shkolin, but in other Gemara in Sanhedrin, they explain our Mishnah. Ravi explains why, what's the logic behind these three different opinions. And he explains as follows. Because, generally speaking, it's a busha, it's a shame, it's a bit of embarrassment for the person who died that there's any money lying around that's collected to bury him. Right, they collected for this person. They collected money for Yankel who passed away, and now there's left over. It's embarrassing. Tanakama holds that the person or the person who died would prefer to be buried. Doesn't mind that this money will be going around to his Yorshim, to his heirs, to help them, even though it's a bit of a busha for him because we're still dealing with money that's collected for this mace. And therefore, he says, goes Liyoshev. Goes to his heirs, any leftover. Rabbi Meir is a sophic. He's not sure. Would the mace prefer that it all be covered up, it all be, no one talk about it, or would he doesn't mind and he can go to the Yorshim, even though it might be a bit embarrassing that they're talking about the money left over for his burial. Since there's a sophic, Rabbi Meir says, you know what, when in doubt, leave it for Eliyahu Navi. Don't use it. Rabbi Nosson says, for sure the mace will not be moichel his kavod. No, don't do that. And therefore, don't give it to the Yoshim, don't buy things, etc. What you do is you simply build a matseva on his kavod with that money, and that would be much more respectful for the mace. The mace would appreciate that much more. Who's the halacha like? Like the Tanakama. It goes to the heirs, to the Yoshim. Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Now, we already explained that all the shkolim that would contributed would lie in a special chamber, or was it being a special chamber, this lishka, and they would three times a year, says the Mishnah, they would take a portion from it. They would take a tormin. Tormin means literally they would contribute from it. Bishloisha prokim bashana tormin is a lishka. There would be three times a year that they would take from the big chamber, from the chamber they would take money of the lishka, and they would fill three big buckets or three big kupois, baskets, that was shaped very much narrow at the top and wide at the bottom, as we said, three times a year, and they would use this to fund the public sacrifices, the Korbanos Tzibur. What are the three times? Before Pesach, Froisa literally means half of the normal day, the normal period before Pesach, which is 30 days. 30 days you start to ask and learn halacha. So halfway through that, 15 days beforehand, that's Froisa Pesach, they would then get people to take truma. People would take the lishka, they would take out the money. Befroisa Tzeres, the second time would be the 15 days before Shavuos. And Befroisa Chag, 15 days before Sukkos, or last day of Chodesh El. They would not take all the shkolim in one hit, in one go. They would do it because people that were far away hadn't yet a chance to bring their shkolim. Behein geronis lamasa behema. Says the Mishnah that these three times also served another purpose. They were called the grones, literally that means they were the threshold, they're the threshing floor for Maisa Behema. What does that mean exactly? There's a mitzvah that you have to take Maisa of the newly born animals that have been born. And what they did was, they said, we want people to take Maisa at these three junctions of time, at these three points of time. 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Tzaras, and 15 days before Sukkos. They wanted this to be done for what reason? And that is because they didn't want people to take Maaser. They didn't want people, it's also for a person to eat or to sell things until they take Maaser. So what they would do is, they would say that these three, Rabbi Akiva, these words of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that these three times of Maisa Behema correspond to the three times that animals are giving birth. There were animals that are early birthers, and they do that beginning of winter. There are those who give it later on, between Pesach and Shavuos, and there are those who are right down at the time of summer. So that's one of the reasons that they did it these three times. They said we should take Maisa. Others say that the Chachamim established these three times, these three grones as we call it, for the following reason. And that is to allow for plenty of animals to be available for the Olah Regalim, for those who have come up in the pilgrimage for Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos. Because even though you're allowed to sell and shecht before the time of Maisa, nevertheless, what people used to do is cattle owners and people owned animals, they would hold back. They would refrain from selling or shechting until they take Maisa. Why? Because they wanted to do a mitzvah with something with their own money. So therefore, rather than shechting and decreasing their animal supply, they wanted to do the mitzvah with the money, with the animals that they still have. And Maisa Behema was a particularly easy mitzvah for people to have because there was basically all eaten by the owners. Very little of that korban was given away. So because of the chelav and the dam, of course, the fat and the blood, but generally speaking, that's about all that goes on the mizbeach. Everything else is eaten by the owner. So for that reason, if they wouldn't have made these three times and told people, take Maisa now, people would wait and wait and wait and wait, and they wouldn't take Maisa because they would, and then they would, what's his name, then they wouldn't hold back from shechting and selling the animals as well, and there'd be a lack of animals available for people coming to Yerushalayim to have meat, Olah Regalim. Now, why did they use the word gronos? Gronos is a word, really, that means threshing floor. They use this word gronos because it's a borrowed expression from the Maaser, giving a tenth of produce and grain. With produce and grain, we say that that once it's in the threshing floor, once it's been brought into the goyron, you're not allowed to eat it until you take Maisa. So therefore, they coined these three times as gronos, where they would tell people, you have to take Maisa Behema now. Ben Azai says, what are the three times, the three gronos for Maisa Behema? He says they are Be'eshrim B'Tisha B'Adar, 29th day of Adar. Now, Ben Azai also holds, agrees that 15 days before Pesach, like Rabbi Akiva, is when they start to take the Masa Bema. But Rabbi Akiva held that the Chodesh Adar close to Nisan sometimes will be 29 days, sometimes 30. So therefore 15 days before Pesach will sometimes be 29th of Adar, sometimes 30th of Adar. That's why he didn't want to give a date in Adar. He simply called it Frois Pesach, 2 weeks, 2 weeks before Pesach. Didn't want to give it an exact day of Adar. Ben Azai was of the opinion that the Adar close to Nisan is always Chasse, is always 29 days. So therefore he held that, therefore he named a date. 15 days before Pesach, according to Ben Azai, will always be 29th of Adar. That's it. That's when they take the term Salishka. That's when they would eat Masa Bema. Uveichod b'sivan. And the second time, says Ben Azai, which was one of the Gronas, was the first day of Sivan. Why the first day of Sivan? That's only 5 days before Shavuos. And the reason that they were so little is because since not much time has passed since Pesach, there wouldn't be that many animals that were born. And if you're going to make the 15th day before, and if he's going to take Maaser 15 days before Shavuos, then they're going to be eating a lot in the days leading up to Shavuos. He won't have much left for the Olah Golim. So they said, no, we don't do it 15 days before Sivan. Do it Rosh Chodesh Sivan, 5 days before Shavuos. That's when we want to take the Maaser Behema, and that's already closer to Shavuos, and therefore allows for more animals to be there in the market. Over Esrim b'Tisha B'Av, the third time, the Ben Azai says, is the time of taking Masa Behema, and is the Goyron for Masa Behema, and that is over Esrim b'Tisha B'Av, the 29th day of Av. Again, Ben Azai holds that the animals born in Chodesh El should be taken as Maaser on their own. So he says 29th of Av, that's the date, that's the cutoff date. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Omerim, they say these three times are as follows. Be'echad v'Nisan, the first day of Nisan, they hold up Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that you start darshening about halachas of Pesach 2 weeks before Pesach. The taking Maaser of the animals was also therefore put 2 weeks beforehand. That's also part of the halachas of Pesach, that one should appear in the Yom Tov and bring your Maaser Behema. Be'echad b'Sivan, the first day of Sivan, he holds like Ben Azai, as we explained before. Ben Azai says, because if you do it too early, there won't be enough. Can't do it too early before Shavuos. Bit Esrim b'Tisha B'Elul, and the 29th of Elul, as we said before, in the opinion of the 29th day of Elul, as the Mishnah will explain in a minute. Mipnei ma Omra, what tak is the reason that Rabbi Zab Shimon say, Be'echad b'Tisha B'Elul, as in B'Tisha B'Elul, 29th day of Elul? V'loy Omra, why didn't they say Be'echad b'Tishrei, first day of Tishrei, like they said first of Nisan? Mipnei shu Yom Tov, because it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Tov. V'yav shalasv Yom Tov, anything impossible to take Maaser in Yom Tov. Why? Can't take Maaser in Yom Tov, because it's Yom Tov. You can't strike the animal with a rod, with a painter, with the yeast to do it. L'fichach ikdimu l'esem v'tishabel, that's why they brought it earlier, the time of taking Maaser of the newly born animals. In the summer, they made it 1 day early, they made it 29th of El. It's interesting also to note that in the Bavli, it explains, in Masechta Bechoros, it explains there were two reasons in the Mishnah that were given here why they said the 29th of Elul, the brothers of Shimon said, and not the first day of Tishrei. One is because the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Masa Behema, and you want to make it a distinction between the newly born animals and the old animals. The animals therefore born before Rosh Hashanah are called Yoshan. That's from an old year. And the new ones born from Shon onwards will be called Chodesh. So for that reason, in order to keep that distinction there, they wanted the Maaser Behema to be done on the 29th day of El, so that you've got rid of, not really, but you got all the old animals or last year's animals separately.